Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
1 Chronicles 28. This is a house of vision, amen? If you were here this morning, which I hope you were, but many of you may have been serving, and I want to encourage you, please, please go back on YouTube or Facebook or our church's website and watch the word of the Lord released over this house, the state of the church addressed through Dr. Morocco, our global senior pastor, spoke a word that you need to hear. It's for your life, for your family, for your business, for this house, for our teams, our life groups, and it is a profound word. Did you like that? That'll shape your life, your prayer life, and your giving and your serving. This is a house of vision. You hear it brought up quite a bit here, and I'm going to talk some about that. Vision, just simply put, it's something to pursue, something you're pursuing. Sometimes it can come in many different ways. God can drop something in your heart to pursue, and you have a vision for something. You might have a dream. Could be a burden for something. Could be just a desire that the Lord puts in your heart. You know, God does that. God drops things in you so that you'll pursue them, so that you'll ask him to help you, so that he could show you who he is. Do you know he does that? Personal things. God will drop things in, a desire in your heart. It's a vision. It's a vision. It hasn't quite come about yet, but you're pursuing it. You know, God spoke to Abraham, come out and look at the stars, and then he tells him, your descendants are going to be numerous. He was putting vision out there. Look at this. You're going to have more kids. He had no kids. He speaks to Moses, I'm going to use you to take the Israel out of Egypt and bring them to a land of milk and honey. He was throwing vision out there, a land of milk and honey. When I was a kid, I wondered what that meant. What does that mean? Is there rivers made out of milk and there's like honey over the, what is that? Anybody into that? When you were young, you wondered what that looked like? Kings, we have a vision here. Kings as a whole, what is it? It's the 12, 120, right? 1,200 congregations, 120,000 disciples. Vision's essential to our life. The word declares, without vision, people perish. You got to know where you're going, where you're headed. If you're going on a road trip, you've got to have somewhere you're aiming at. And that's vision. Here we had a KSM encounter this weekend. It was wonderful. I had so much fun. I laughed. I had tears coming out of my eyes Friday night. And then on Saturday, we had powerful moments. And Minister Arian led us in a vision board time where we got together as on the tables that we were sitting at, and we made vision boards. I don't know if you've ever done anything like that. It's kind of a regular thing in my house. And I'm not preaching about vision per se, but it's an important part of our life. It's having vision for various things. One of the things my family does, and we're going to read the word in just a second, but one of the things that my family does is at the end of spring, as it's turning to summer, we sit around the table and we take little scraps of paper and we just talk. And what kinds of things would we like to do this summer? And we write them down and we tape them on a door. It doesn't look pretty and beautiful, but there they are. And then we pray about them and we talk about them. And then somehow, I don't know how it happens, but we end up doing everything that's on our vision board. We serve a God of vision. Would you take your Bible, and we're going to talk about that. But more than that, we're going to talk about what happened to David and the plans for the temple. Take your Bible and stand with me. 1 Chronicles 28. I'm going to start reading in verse 11. I'm reading from the NIV version. It says, then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the portico of the temple. It's buildings. It's storerooms. It's upper parts. It's inner rooms in the place of atonement. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the Lord, of the temple of the Lord, and all the surrounding rooms for the treasuries of the temple of God and for the treasuries of the dedicated things. He gave him instructions for the divisions of the priests and Levites and for all the work of serving in the temple of the Lord, as well as for all the articles to be used in its service. He designated the weight of gold for all the gold articles to be used in various kinds of service, and the weight of silver for all the silver articles to be used in various kinds of service. The weight of gold for the gold lampstands and their lamps, with the weight for each lampstand and its lamps, and the weight of silver for each silver lampstand and its lamps, according to the use of each lampstand. The weight of the gold for each table of consecrated bread, the weight of silver and silver tables. The weight of pure gold for the forks, sprinkling bowls, and pitchers. The weight of gold for each gold dish. The weight of silver for each silver dish. And the weight of the refined gold for the altar of incense. He also gave him the plan for the chariot. That is, the cherubim of gold that spread their wings and shelter the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Verse 19, all this, David said, I have in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me, and he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for what's about to happen in this place as I declare for just a brief moment this short word. But even more than that, as we take time to allow you to do in our life what you did for David, and I thank you. Help me to say what you want me to say. Give us ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We serve a God of vision, but not just the God of vision and releasing vision. We serve a God of details. A God of how to do it. We serve the God of putting things in order and putting processes in order. Aren't you glad we serve a God who made creation in the right order? That he didn't make fish and then go, well, now what am I going to do? Oh, I better make some water now. He puts things in order. He's a God of precision. Precision in details. He doesn't just drop vision in us and then just let us try to figure it out and stand by and watch and then say, well, I hope they can figure that out. I gave them a great vision. No, he's much more than that. He doesn't leave us to figure it all out on our own. We're not even smart enough anyway. I know we think we are. We're not wise enough. We're not clever enough. We are the ones who would create fish and then go, whoa, whoops, they can't breathe. That's how we would do things. Well, not you, but me. You probably wouldn't do it that way. But God's a master designer, and he's a God of details. And as we look at this passage of scripture, I want to tell you what's happening here. David is in the twilight of his reign and in the twilight of his years. His life will be ending soon. He won't be around much longer. And he has this great desire. He has a burden and a great desire for the Lord to have a permanent dwelling place where the Ark of the Covenant would have a permanent place. We read about it, not in this chapter, but farther back in 2 Samuel chapter 7, we find David in this sort of negotiation with who and how and what's it look like. I want to build a temple for the Lord. Here I am living in this beautiful palace, and we're still using the tabernacle out there. It's still a tent, and the Lord's dwelling in it. So David has this deep burden. And there's some story about it, and you can read about that in 2 Samuel 7, but basically the Lord tells him, okay, but you're not the one that's going to build me that house. It's going to be your son Solomon that's going to build that temple. So now you fast forward. David is operating off of this vision. He has stored up an enormous amount of wealth to give. He not only arranges for the wealth of the kingdom to supply gold, silver, and timbers and everything, but he gives his own personal wealth that he has saved up for the purpose of this beautiful temple. But he doesn't just leave Solomon to figure out what it might be or how it's going to function. And something amazing happens to David. The Bible doesn't tell us very much about it. In the Old Testament, you don't find, now we live in the New Testament, but this is in the Old Testament, of course. And you don't find the Spirit of God coming upon people very often. Yes, it does happen. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, would come upon people to accomplish something. It would come upon David. It would come upon certain men or women in the Old Testament. It would come upon them for a short time to accomplish something. Think of Elisha, and the Spirit of God comes upon him, and he runs past a chariot for 40 miles. Okay, amazing. Amazing power, amazing enablement to do what God wanted to have done. And here we find one of those instances, but it's an unusual one. It's not to go slay the giant. It's not to run past a horse. It's not anything physical that he's going to do. It's not to win a battle. It's to write out details. It's to write out schedules. It's to do some administrative work. And this jumps out to me because this is the world I live in now as a part of Kings and my role. And many of you might function in that role. If you run a business, you certainly function in that role. But some of you might work for an employer and you have some of those functions that are put upon you as well. I do. Even when I was the children's pastor and I didn't have a role in administration, children's ministry is so vast that I had to start growing and excelling in administrative tasks. And here we have the Spirit of God coming upon David to help him fulfill the vision and the burden that he had in him, the task that he had, that he wanted to do, that he was going to pass to Solomon. We have the Spirit of God coming upon him in power to write down details. You know, God's into that. God's into that. Sometimes we look at the word here and we see the stories and we see the amazing miracles that take place and we might think that's the only anointing that there is to raise the dead and to part the Red Sea. But there's a part of the Spirit of God that is very much invested in the nuts and bolts and details. And as we look at this profound, I'm using that word on purpose for my daughter here. These are my kids right here, Emma and Akella, Precious Easton and Elian. Eliana is in Maui with Pastor Kimmy. Hi, Pastor Kimmy, we miss you. We need you back here. Help. The incredible details. In verse 12, we see, look at verse 12. He gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind. What's happening here? I wonder what that looked like. I wonder if it was David. How did he record it? Somehow he recorded it. I wonder what that looked like. He didn't have computers and voice recorders. He didn't have any way to take a picture. No. It was much more than just a sketch on a paper, on a little scrap of paper to make the temple by, Minister Hank. It was much more than just a few thoughts. Look at the list of what was given to David. Incredible details from the Holy Ghost. I want you to catch tonight that the Spirit of God will help you by giving you details that you need to accomplish what God has purposed in your heart to bring about. He has not left you alone to figure it out, and that you have to live in anxiety of hoping you figure out how to do what God has burdened you to do. He will give you the how-to. He'll download to you the blueprints to bring it about. He has that capability, and he wants to give you the blueprints. The name of this message that I forgot to tell you is Downloads. How many of you could use some downloads from the Holy Ghost? Me too. I wonder what it looked like. I wonder if he had dreams and he woke up and wrote them down. There must have been a lot of them. Look at this list. He gave him blueprints for the temple, its storerooms, its main rooms, and its entryways. Dimensions, sizes, what it was to be made out of. That's a lot of details. He downloaded to David all the structure for the Levites and the priests. Think about that. What does that mean? Okay, well, in this sacrificial system, the Levites and the priest teamed up to sacrifice all of the grain offerings, the sin offerings, the peace offerings. There was an ongoing work being done on the altars. And the Holy Ghost downloads to David the new structure system for the priests and Levites. He gives him the details of the schedules, how long their shifts are, how many people should be working. And they assembled and allowed Solomon to deploy those instructions so that there would be an ongoing rhythm, no confusion. Wait a minute, I thought I would. Aren't you supposed to be here? Who's in charge here? No dysfunction. I hate dysfunction. Anybody with me? It's probably just me. I hate dysfunction. It paralyzes me. But the Holy Ghost downloads to David the rhythms and schedules and assignments for the... This is profound to me. I'm so encouraged. I want you to be encouraged too, because the Holy Ghost can help you do the same thing. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Spirit of God working in David in this way, he can work in you. Maybe you've been assigned and tasked to do something that is beyond your capacity. It's beyond your ability to figure out, or maybe it overwhelms you. I want you to know the Holy Ghost will help you. The weight of gold and silver for all the articles. Think about that. Measurements. What kind of God is this? That to the finest detail, he helps David communicate how much gold should be used for every one of the articles. The furniture, the table for the bread, the lampstand and its lamps, and all the pieces, the forks. The forks. Why would we need specific instructions for a fork? Ah, it must have been really important to God. there must have been some significance to the forks, that God would download details of what the forks should weigh and how much gold to use for them. This is amazing to me. And it encourages me that I don't have to have it all figured out. For what I've been assigned to do and be and accomplish for Kings and whatever it is that comes up in your life, you don't have to have it all figured out. God will download to you forks. That's incredible. The details of the chariot, the covering of the ark. So get the picture. Here's what's happening in chapter 28. David knows his time is fading. He knows he's in his last moments, and he gathers all of Israel. It's in verse 1 of chapter 28. David summoned all the officials of Israel to assemble at Jerusalem. So he's got all the leadership teams there, and he's got them all in front of him. And he brings up his son Solomon, and I'm just going to kind of maybe read into it just a little bit. But he takes an enormous roll or a scroll. It's an enormous scroll of some kind, or maybe many of them. And he hands them to Solomon, and he says, here's all the details. I've got you set up for success. Not only that, and it wasn't because David was really smart. It wasn't because David was an architect. It was not because David knew how much forks should weigh or how big a bowl should be. David didn't know. Well, where do you get that? Take a look at verse 19. I have in writing, he's talking to Solomon. All this, David said, I have in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me. And he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan. What's the opposite of that? I didn't have understanding about what all this was. I didn't understand what the Lord is giving to me. He gave me understanding. Oh, thank God. Ooh, I just feel lighter. I feel like I lost 300 pounds right there. Because there's so many things I don't have understanding about or how to do. And I'm just going to just share with you just a couple of stories here. And then we're going to take time to pray. Because I know tonight that there are many of you, you're going to get downloads from the Holy Ghost. In your family, in your parenting, for your business, for your next steps, for your life group, for your team, how to solve something. You have no understanding. You might be faced with something you have no understanding what to do next. The Holy Ghost is on your side. And this word is for you. You might even be online, but I know there's many of you that are in this place that need that. So do I. I like to garden. Anybody like to garden? Planting season is just around the corner. We're almost to February. I'm so thrilled. Those of you that are parents, you'll understand there was a season that my children could not wait to help me plant. Now they see me bringing it out and they go, oh, how the seasons have changed. Signed you guys up. So I go out. This is a few years ago. I go out to my garden beds. I have 14 garden beds. And I'm growing some squash. And it was growing so good in my house. I even had some fruit hanging there in the house. It wasn't even time yet. There it is. God blessing me. And so the time came to drop it all in the ground. And I went out one day to check on it, and my squash was all but dead. laying on the ground. And it might not be a big deal to you. It was a big deal to me because I'd worked so hard in the house, caring and tending and getting it there and taking care of it. And I'm praying for my squash. Lord, I don't understand what's happening here. So I stood there for a moment. I'm like, Lord, would you help me? I don't know what to do here. This does not look right. This looks bad. By tomorrow, they're going to be dead. They were probably already dead, but I had some faith that they were not. And you know what happened? I stood there and I got a picture in my mind. I could see something. And the Lord downloaded to me the steps to take. And the Lord downloads to me. I didn't read it in a book. I didn't look up a YouTube video, which I probably could have. I didn't call Pastor Tammy, my garden, you know, genius that I call up. I call Pastor Tammy about everything on garden. And the Lord downloads to me, pull away 3 inches of dirt. Go buy some lime, throw it everywhere, throw the dirt back on top and soak it. So I did precisely what the Holy Ghost said to me. And within a few days, my squash were standing straight up and had flowers on them. You know, that can happen in every area of your life. You can receive downloads. Downloads from heaven to solve things, to help you with your teenagers, hallelujah. And all the parents said, to help you with your neighbor, to help you with, I'll tell you another one. Back, almost a year ago, I'm at prayer. I love to come to prayer. And one day the Holy Ghost downloads to me, you need to go buy a bunch of chickens. I already had chickens. They were old and they weren't laying as much as they used to. And I'm like, Lord, I already have chickens. And the Holy Ghost puts this burden in me. You need to go buy 30 chickens. Go get 30 chicks. Okay. So I brought it up to the family. I brought it up for a few weeks and I didn't make any action on it. And then that burden became like, I am going to have to run out of this house fast to relieve this burden that's in me to go buy chickens. So I finally stopped waiting for the family to agree with me and went and sent my wife to go buy 30 chickens. I was waiting for Easton to agree with me because Easton loves birds. And to have the 30, we only have one coop, to have the 30 chickens, something unfriendly was going to have to happen to the other birds because you don't really mix new chickens and old chickens. They're very territorial and not so nice. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm so grateful I went and got those chickens because the cost of eggs today, I don't pay. I got my own factory at my house. If you can find eggs at the store, they're going to ask for one of your children to trade for them. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You walk past the egg aisle and you go, ouch. Weren't they just 79 cents a dozen like last year? Now I got to take a loan out to get a box? Not me. The word of the Lord came to me, downloads. You know, he wants to do that in your life. What he did for David, he wants to do for you, and he will. He will help you. God is speaking to us in the realm of being the God of details in your life. And I want you, if you're writing notes, write these things down. First of all, be filled with the Spirit. Okay, so write that down. Be filled with the Spirit. Why would that be number one? Okay, so in the Old Testament, this is Old Testament, the Spirit of God coming upon David for a short, brief moment to give downloads. We live in the New Testament. It's very different because you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Not just the Holy Ghost come on you for a brief moment. You can be filled with it. John 14 and 16. Jesus tells his disciples, it's good that I'm going away. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost and he's going to be your helper. And he will be in you, living in you, and you will know him. We can have access to the God of details downloading in us at all times, not just for a brief moment, hoping that maybe we're in the right place to receive it. We can access that spirit of administrative details at all times in a greater measure than David did. Because Jesus went to heaven and sent the Holy Ghost down here to live in us, baptizing us, empowering us, enabling us to do what he called us to do. So be filled with the Spirit, because you can have that Spirit in a greater measure than David did with all those details. You can have more than David did. That's incredible. Jesus tells his disciples the job of the Holy Ghost is to help, teach, remind, convict, empower. Whatever you need help doing, the Holy Ghost is there to help you do it. So number one, be filled with the Spirit. Number two, get in position to receive downloads. Get in position to receive downloads. Couple of things to bring out about that. First of all, you've got to be a person of prayer. It's hard to hear what God's saying to you if you don't put yourself in a position to hear. My son, Ikella, right here, he has this drum set at home. Stretch out your hands right now. He has this electronic drum set. I'm so thrilled, sort of. I was thrilled for the first week. So it's an electronic drum set, and it comes with headphones. And he's up there just banging away. He can't hear anything anyone's saying to him. We're calling him down for food, his favorite thing in the world. And he can't hear it because he's got the headphones on. How many of us walk around all day long and God's trying to speak to us, but we have everything else covering our ears and we're not in a position to hear? He almost missed dinner today. Elian had to run up there and shake him. Kella! Food! Coming down the stairs. How many times has God been trying to download details to us and we got headphones on? You must be a person of prayer. Maybe you're confused about what a person of prayer really is. Maybe you think it means showing up down here and talking for a straight hour, laying all your requests out at God's feet. There could be moments like that. But most of the time, a person of prayer is someone who is in position to both speak and hear from the Lord. It's an intentionality on your part to have a moment throughout the day that you're stopping and you're putting your phone aside, you're putting your notifications aside, and you're pulling out the word and you're making room for God. That's a person of prayer. That could happen in your house. It could happen during your lunch break. For me, I have to get up early. Because once 8 o'clock comes in my day spins out of control and there is no place for prayer. I don't build my life I'm sorry, I don't build my prayer life around my schedule. I build my schedule around my prayer life. That's very different. That's a different approach. It's going to be really hard for you to get the downloads you need if you're not making room for God to speak to you. I mean, just imagine this scenario. God, I really need a lot of details. I hope you can get my attention today somehow because I really need those. I'm going to go about my day, and you're going to have to do something so alarming that I'm going to stop my day to listen to you. I hope that's not the way you see. I hope that's not the way you navigate your day. But it might be. There's a lot of people that's the way they hope God will break into their life. There's a lot of people that think that's the way God works. That if God really wants me to have the details, he's going to break into my life in such a way that it blows everything away and I receive this download. That's not how it works. I'm so sorry. How it works is you have to be a person of prayer. You have to position yourself. And then what I've found in my life is that I have to record what he's saying to me somehow. Guess what? In a survey of 100% of 7 billion people on the earth, guess what? They all have one thing in common. They forget. Every tribe, every tongue, every language group, every demographic, every age group, they all forget. And you forget what God said to you. Hello, how do I know that? Because you forget what he's done for you. Our worship service would be very different if we didn't forget what he has done for us. Your prayer time would be much more powerful if you realized what he's done for you, the access he's given you, how you can speak to the creator of heaven and earth, how you can boldly approach the throne of God. So you need a way of recording that. You know, here's some ideas. Maybe put a little notebook and pen next to your bed at night and say, Lord, I'm ready to write down what you speak to me. There's some other ways too. I write in my Bible. That's why I don't like a digital Bible. I like my paper one because I write all in it. I write all in my Bible. I draw pictures. Because sometimes the details for me are not words. Sometimes it's a picture. And I draw in my Bible. Pastor Kirsten, it's the Holy Bible. You're going to go to hell if you write in your Bible. Really? Where do you get that at? I don't see that in the Bible. I draw pictures. Look at this one. I know you probably can't see that. There's a picture of the rooster crowing. And there's what the Lord spoke to me. I draw pictures in notebooks, and I draw... Did you zoom in on that? Look at that. You can see that. If you listen carefully, you can hear it. That was terrible. I was trying to sound like a rooster, but I blew my voice out this weekend. So maybe you want to draw things. I'm just trying to give you some ideas. Put yourself in a position to receive from the Lord. Many of you have heard about the dream I had that scared me into coming to early morning prayer, and I don't miss. And I drew a picture of it. Look at that. My drawing is terrible, but there's the boat, there's the waves, and there's the hideous creature trying to get it. Maybe you need to do some things like that. Maybe God spoke to you many things and you forgot them because you didn't write them down. No, I don't forget what God says. Okay. After service, come let me know how that happens because I need some of that. Okay, last thing, first of all, be filled with the Spirit. Secondly, get in position to receive downloads. And the last thing, obey precisely. Obey. It's a wonder the people that God chooses to do amazing things. You know what? You would think it would be the smart people. You would think it would be the really gifted people. It's not. It's the people that obey. That's the people God picks, the people that'll obey. It's not the people that have it all together. Guess what? No one does. It's not the people that have all the answers and wisdom. Guess what? No one does. But God looks for someone that will obey him. God skips over the people that are so qualified, and he looks for the person that will simply say, "Yes, Lord, I'll do that."
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to King's Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com, and may God's face shine upon you.